Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
With Mark Wahlberg this morning.
Yeah.
I met Mark Wahlberg, you know, about a million years ago, like in the early 90s. He came to the radio station I was working at to promote Good Vibrations.
Sure.
And he might have been doing a show, and he showed up. And he, you know, he had a kind of like an open shirt on. He was kind of sort of in full.
He was a little bit of a punk kid at that time.
Marky Mark. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was very nice. He was quiet. He was very nice. Wasn't rude or anything. I shook hands with him. And that dude, he was a pit bull then.
Yeah.
You know, and he was just a kid.
Yeah.
Cut.
Yeah.
Solid, you know.
I have the cutest picture with him. We look like a couple.
Yeah,
oh, really?
It's a good pick.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
But he was just very, he's always been very disciplined, and he has kept it up over the years. Mm-hmm. And I've seen his workout regimens on TV and on Dr. Oz, and he's just so structured and disciplined. Yeah.
Yeah. Hardcore. Hardcore. And so when he decided he was going to take this movie role and he was going to have to put on 30 pounds relatively quickly, he's doing it in a completely different way than I would try to put on 30 pounds.
Yeah.
That's for sure. He has enlisted the help of a personal chef named Lawrence Duran, who's feeding him 7,000 calories a day, which is easy, you know? Couple of pieces of pie,
sure.
A pizza,
yes.
Some pasta, some French fries.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Boom, you're there.
Right? Going to bed early after stuffing your face, you know,
right.
Your stomach, go to bed right, immediately after that.
You could have seven margaritas and be at 7,000 calories.
Exactly. So easy. So that, of course, is three times more than the average American eats, but Lawrence would like you to know that he's not stuffing Mark's face with junk. They've got doctors and nutritionists to make sure Mark's not killing himself, and they've broken up these calories into 8 meals per day, which means he eats about every 3 hours. Now, he always gets up really early, but he's starting at 3 a.m., and this is how it works.
So he's already up. Like, if he's on the West Coast, he's been up for a half an hour now.
Right. 4 eggs followed by a workout. Then 8 eggs, 6 strips of bacon, a cup of rice, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, and a protein shake.
That sounds good.
That's a lot of food, though, in one sitting.
I know. That'd be like my dinner.
The protein shake is a meal.
Yeah. So, meal number 3, some kind of ground beef or ground turkey, either in a burger patty or a meatloaf, plus another cup of rice.
Okay, that'd be my dinner.
Meal number 4, half a roasted chicken, another cup of rice, a cup of cooked spinach, and a cup of cooked beets.
Mm.
Meal number 5, an 8-ounce veal chop or pork chop.
That sounds good.
Number 6, a 4-ounce piece of salmon, a cup of rice, olive oil, and beets.
Lunch.
Number 7, 8 ounces of some kind of steak, 8 ounces of some kind of white fish, and tons of vegetables.
In one sitting?
Yep.
Wow.
And number 8, the nightcap. A mash consisting of 1 cup of cooked steel-cut oatmeal, 2 tablespoons of applesauce, 2 tablespoons of jelly or jam, 2 tablespoons of almond butter, and a tablespoon of molasses.
Hmm.
This one's a mass gainer, so that he puts on weight while he's sleeping.
Yeah, and I wonder, like, if his workout is matching the appetite, like, if this diet is matching his appetite, you know, is that workout he's doing, that one workout a day, intense enough to generate that kind of appetite for him to consume all that easily?
I don't know.
He works out hard, though, so maybe it is.
Yeah.
Like, he pushes it.
Any cheat days in there, Jen?
Yep, he's got one over the weekend. He hits his favorite restaurant and have, quote, pastas or pizzas or cookies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break here. We got a lot of other E! News. The Chinese translator that some are wondering was whether or not she was responsible for breaking up Bill and Melinda Gates' marriage. So we'll get to that story here coming up. Also, Jessica Alba, how much money did she make when she took her company public? And John Mayer making good with the fan he snubbed 16 years ago, among some of the stories we have coming up. As your E-News continues, but first, another check on the roads. Here's Denise.
The artist, now formerly known as Diddy and about 200 other things, is once again changing his name with his new middle name, which is Love. His name is now Sean Love Combs. I like it. It would be funnier if it was Sean Love Honeycomb, but I think it's pretty good.
Someone in Wisconsin just filed a lawsuit claiming that bagel bites do not contain real cheese or tomato sauce.
Mm.
I guess they missed the authentic mini pizza bagels that grandma brought back from the old country.
star quarterback Tom Brady said recently that he would trade two of his seven Super Bowl rings to have won a championship at the end of his 2007 undefeated season. Sorry, but we already made a deal, said Satan.
New York City just announced that next year's snow days will be replaced with remote learning days. Which explains why third graders spent the day learning to say friggin' de Blasio.
All right, 641, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Weather-wise, sun and cloud mix today. Rain chances after 5 and a high of 64 right now. It's 38 at Cincinnati's Q102.
So a Chinese translator who works for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is denying that she had anything to do with breaking them up. Shelley Wang is her name, or Wang. She's worked for the foundation for about 6 years. Been rumors that she had more than a professional relationship with either Bill or Melinda. We're not sure which one.
Oh, really?
On Chinese social media, she said, quote, I thought that the rumors would go away by themselves, but I did not expect the rumors to become more and more crazily spread. I would like to thank everyone for their concern and help in dispelling the rumors through private messages in the past 24 hours.
Well, that's good.
Another interesting twist that comes up since they announced their split is that Bill had an arrangement with Melinda that allowed him to vacation every year at a beach cottage in North Carolina with the woman he was dating before he met her.
Oh.
Wow.
But this is not something that they ever hid from the public, and there's no evidence that they're anything but friends. And the other woman is married to the brother of actor Kevin Kline. Just kind of an interesting side note there. So she's married too.
Yeah, I wonder how many marriages have that kind of arrangement where, you know,
I'm going to go hang out with my ex for a week.
Yeah, or you know, some other designated person or something. You know, you do you, I'm going to do me, and then we'll come together. And these are the rules.
Hall pass.
The parameters we work within. And, yeah.
Here's the agreement.
This is interesting. Jessica Alba, who was a relatively successful actress. I know she was in that show and did that movie.
She was in a lot of different movies in the 2000s.
Right.
Honey.
Do we consider her A-list, maybe B-list?
I would consider her A-list because she created that Honest brand, and she is worth millions of dollars because of it, too.
Well, that was the point I was going to make. You know, you can't necessarily guess a celebrity's wealth just based on their television
career,
and movie
right.
resume, because there's a lot going on behind the scenes there. And Jessica Alba's Honest company went public yesterday, which earned her 9 figures in the process. Yeah, the IPO raised $413 million, and Jessica owns more than 5.6 million shares. Their stock was valued at $23 per share as of closing yesterday. So her shares are worth $130 million for just that. She is the founder and chief creative officer of The Honest Company, which makes bath, body, baby, and cleaning products. Supposedly without all the chemical garbage that other companies jam into theirs, and it's doing very well.
Man.
Yeah.
She was one of those superhero people, though, wasn't she, Jen? Wasn't she one of
the superhero?
The Fantastic Four or something?
I think she was in that first the first Fantastic Four movie that didn't do very well.
Oh.
she was
on Entourage.
A D-list superhero.
Yeah.
For sure.
She didn't make it.
So one of the biggest mysteries of The Office has been solved.
Really?
Remember when Jan conceived a child with a sperm donor while she was dating Michael?
Yes.
Never found out who the father was? Well, Angela Kinsey and Jenna Fisher have a podcast called Office Ladies, and they just revealed who the donor was.
Oh.
Jenna, in the script, and it didn't make it to the deleted scenes, Jan reveals whose sperm she bought. Jan says, you have to pay top dollar, but it's worth it. Now, here's the best part. I got Andy Roddick's sperm.
What?
Yeah, and Jan looks to Michael like she's expecting him to be very impressed. And Michael says, the tennis player? And Jan says, well, it's a little more than that. He's the 6th-ranked player in the world, and he's won 4 Grand Slams. And Michael says, that's a lot of Grand Slams, I guess. And Jan says, and he's a humanitarian, something with orphans.
You guys,
Andy Roddick was friends with Rainn Wilson, and he was a big fan of The Office, and he came by the set. I have to imagine that the reason they wrote it was a little bit of a nod to Andy, who has an amazing sense of humor.
That's really funny. I'm sure that's the case. Yeah, that would have been funny.
He was a fan of the show, I guess. So we don't know why the scene didn't end up making the cut. Angela and Jenna aren't even sure if Andy ever even knew about it.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
That is pretty hilarious.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.